Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of March 4th, 2023. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. This is a respite care weekend with the theme being a gallery of experiences. Campers came in last night and are enjoying a great weekend full of activities, everything from bowling to the swimming pool and everything in between. Respite care weekends are typically held twice a month from Friday evening to Sunday afternoon. Emergency respite care, when a family is faced with an emergency, is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For more information about respite care services here at Camp Courageous, you can contact the respite care page on Camp's website at campcourageous.org. Travel campers last weekend enjoyed a great Simon and Garfunkel show at the Paramount in downtown Cedar Rapids. They started off with a wonderful dinner at the Rock Bar, and then they went on to a great performance playing all the hit songs from the Simon and Garfunkel days. Campers had, once again, a wonderful time. And a lot of campers from To the Rescue this past week out at camp enjoying all the activities the camp has to offer. On March 9th, we have the Shamrock Shingding for our dog campers. We'll be at Durgan Pavilion, all kinds of great activities for the campers. So if those folks affiliated with campers want to circle March 9th for the Shamrock Shingding at Camp Courageous at Durgan Pavilion, it'll be a great time. Camp Courageous starts the spring season with spring orientation beginning this next week. We're looking forward to a great orientation week and having all kinds of campers come back for our spring season, which is typically school groups from all over the area. Thank you to the Mount Vernon Lions Club for giving Camp Courageous the opportunity to provide them a program. They're a great group of individual donors and donors as a group for many, many, many years. Special thank you to past district governor and membership chair Paul Folgate for making this possible. Also club president Jim Beatty, along with service chair Bernadette Lane. A wonderful group of people, and we had a great evening. A big, huge congratulations to Ken and Rita Wolf for being selected as one of the KCRG 9 Who Care Award recipients. They really were a wonderful example of what is so good about Camp Courageous. They both enjoy the outdoors and helping others. So along with volunteering at Camp Courageous, Ken and Rita have spent their winters volunteering for the Mennonite Disaster Services through their RV volunteer program. Through this program, they spend October through mid-December and January through March or April in southern states that have been affected by natural disasters such as hurricanes or flooding. They go wherever they're needed and have done a wide variety of work. Ken's training is a pipe fitter and a welder, and they can use that in all these different areas. And Rita has enjoyed a lot of power tool skills, knowledge that she has gained through these experiences. This past fall, they traveled to Kentucky for 2 weeks after a flood hit that particular area. And this winter, they're down in Louisiana assisting with some hurricane damage. Whenever Camp Courageous needs them, they're back and willing to help out. They've helped out on everything from the Back to School Festival, haunted trails, pulling weeds, cutting trees, and much, much more. A big thank you and congratulations to Ken and Rita Wolf, one of the 9 Who Care recipients this year. And also a big thank you to Sherry Graw for being one of the judges. Each year, the judges are awarded $500 to give out to their favorite charity, and Sherry has chosen Camp Courageous for many, many years. Camp's largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale, continues to go full blast, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. Run 100% by volunteers. They sell everything you can imagine, lightly used items, clothing, hardware, jewelry, purses, bedding, decorations, books, toys, videos, CDs, you name it, they have it there. A big thank you to all the volunteers and all those people that come out and shop. This is the final week for the little winter sale that we have in our main lodge here at Camp Courageous, and this will be the final Saturday for the sale. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. Once again, that's the winter sale here at Camp Courageous in the main lodge area. Memorials this past week where the families have asked that their memorials go to Camp Courageous include Michael Kane. He was 86 of Cedar Rapids, a wonderful person, and our sympathy goes out to his family. Also, this past week, we had Peg Slesher and her brother Dave and Kathy Stead from Andover, Minnesota, come out to camp. Peg's husband, John, passed away last week. Huge, huge supporters of the camp. John was 78 from Marion, Iowa, involved in just about every aspect of Camp Courageous, from dormitory rooms to every building project that we've had going. And most recently, they're providing our medical staff with an ATV that can be decked out as an ambulance and be used throughout camp's 400 acres and surrounding thousands of acres of state primitive land. A wonderful couple, and our sympathy goes out to Peg in the passing of her husband, John. Camp Courageous is fortunate to have dozens and dozens of bathrooms scattered throughout the camp. And along with those bathrooms come the basic need for this week, and that is that combo toilet plunger, bowl brush. We could use dozens of those. So if you see those around, once again, it's a combination toilet plunger and toilet brush, one of those just real, real basic needs that Camp Courageous has. Another need here at Camp Courageous is staffing. Anything from seasonal counselors to year-round program specialists. Staff are provided housing, laundry, meals, and a lot more. It's a great opportunity. Please check us out on our website at campcourageous.org or stop by camp and see camp firsthand. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend and a great week to come, and wish you the very best in 2023. Stay healthy and make it a New Year's resolution to come visit Camp Courageous in 2023. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening.